Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another podcast episode. I made one earlier today. I said happy Monday, and it's actually not the same day. It's now Tuesday at 2 a.m., almost 2:30 a.m. I should really get going to bed soon, but I could not sleep until I got this message out there to you guys for my dear audience. This is something that's, I know this sounds trite, this is something that is really important to keep in mind and something that you can actually use to get a read on people. Okay, this is something that'll help you when it comes to dealing with certain people, and knowing this will help you understand them better and understand who they are not. Okay, I find this through my own experiences in life and through the experiences of other people and through what I see in other people to be a truth about how human beings operate. And this is something that I'm about to share with you all. And it's that the people who speak the loudest or the people who portray themselves to be a certain thing the most tend not to be that thing. Okay, I'm going to repeat that because I know that was sort of a mouthful. But the people who speak the loudest or the people who portray themselves to be a certain thing tend to not be that specific thing that they are trying to portray themselves as. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into some examples so you understand what I'm trying to say here. If somebody on social media, and I see this a lot, if somebody on social media is flexing, right, they take photos of themselves with all these fancy cars, fancy houses, fancy wristwatches, right? The people who promote themselves to be these super fancy rich people the most tend not to really be that thing, right? If somebody tries to portray themselves as this bully, right? This is what bullies do, is they portray themselves to be this extremely powerful and strong figure, and they do that by beating down on other people. They throw their weight around, they insult other people, they make people feel terrible, they put them down. And what that really means is that person is not strong. This is what I mean when I say when somebody tries to portray themselves to be a certain thing, that they tend not to be that certain thing. Why is that? Well, when people try very hard to come off a certain way, when people try very hard to portray themselves as a certain thing, and why they are not that thing is because they are overcompensating for what they are not. Here's the truth about people, is the people who are truly a certain thing, they do not try hard to show other people that they are that thing. For instance, myself, I would consider myself to be a confident individual. I feel very self-assured. I feel very comfortable in my skin. And I know who I am and I know who I am not. And I feel powerful in that regard because I know who I am, I know my strengths, and I feel good about myself. But you don't see me going around beating down on other people, making them feel horrible, throwing my weight around, being a bully, because I know my true confidence. I do not require putting somebody else down to make myself feel good about myself. That is what true confidence is. On the other hand, you have people who are bullies, people who are not actually truly confident, but they make it look like they are truly confident by beating down on other people, making other people feel horrible, throwing their weight around, causing trouble, trying to portray themselves to be dominant. But on the inside, the truth is, they are not dominant. They are cowards. They are afraid, and they are trying to overcompensate for what they are not. And they are not confident. They are not courageous. They just try to portray that. And they portray it to an extreme because they are trying to, again, overcompensate for what they are not. Okay? And I remember some time ago, I saw this photo of Bill Gates standing in line trying to order from, I think, this fast food burger food truck. I don't know what it was. I don't remember the picture exactly. But Bill Gates was standing in line waiting to order some food. And he was dressed nicely, but not something like super fancy, right? He was dressed in, I would say, business casual attire. Like, he had this sweater on. He had some nice dress pants. but it was nothing fancy. Nowhere to be seen was this super bold, flashy wristwatch. His hands weren't covered in rings. He did not have a gold chain hanging from his neck. He was not wearing, you know, anything super fancy. And I highly doubt he rolled up in a Ferrari, right? But we know Bill Gates is one of the richest people on the planet. But see, he doesn't need to prove that. He is what we call truly rich. He has the riches. He does not need to show other people how rich he is. He does not need to go everywhere with expensive jewelry and the most expensive cars, right? He doesn't taunt that. He doesn't flaunt that, right? He doesn't show off. Why? Because he is truly rich. On the other hand, I've seen this far, far, far too many times on social media. We have these kids and teenagers and young adults out there who keep posing with all these flashy cars and houses and watches and rings and jewelry, and they try to portray themselves to be these super rich, fancy people. Well, they're not. Or maybe even if they are, right? I'll let you in on a little secret here. Even if they are the thing that they portray themselves to be, they are insecure. The truly confident people never ever need to show off to other people. The results and the truth will speak for themselves. They don't need to constantly show off. So even if somebody constantly posts pictures of themselves with like fancy cars and mansions and pools and whatever, right? Let's say they are truly rich, okay, right? And they're taking pictures of their reality, of them living a rich lifestyle, okay. They are part of the minority of the people who do that and are not rich. But at the same time, they are a part of this group of people who are not truly confident, right? No truly confident individual ever throws their weight around because they know what they are, they know who they are, they know what kind of money they have, they know how rich they are, they don't need to prove anything to the world, okay? So this is something that's important to keep in mind whenever you're meeting people for the first time. Whenever you come across somebody's social media, pay attention to what they speak to the loudest. The people who try to make themselves look super good, or the people who try to make themselves look super rich, super fancy, super cool, super dominant, right? Pay attention to how people throw themselves around, what kind of values that they try to shout the loudest, because many times that is exactly not who they are. And again, it's just them trying to overcompensate for who they are not. Pay attention to people and how honest they are and how they portray themselves, how they carry themselves, and especially take note when people say things over and over like, oh, I'm rich, oh, I've got a lot of money, or, you know, like, oh, I'm super cool, or I have, you know, I've, whatever they say, you get the point, right? And so this is something that I just wanted to tell you guys about before going to bed tonight, is paying attention to how people carry themselves, what they say, and how they throw their weight around, because that's an indication of who they might truly be, which is precisely the opposite of what they say they are. And so, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and end this brief episode and go to bed. Hopefully you enjoyed your Monday, first day of your week, and I will see you all on the next episode. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne. Where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time, thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.